Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hope you guys had a good Memorial Day weekend. Got a chance to spend more time with family, friends, and actually memorialize those who you've lost, et cetera, because that is what the weekend is supposed to be. Sadly for us, the weekend has become something where we know that liberals are plotting, and they get an extra day on long weekends where we finance most of them to do their devilishment, right? They get that extra day because we go out and work hard so they get a holiday. Because they don't remember anybody. They're not, you know who they remember? They remember George Floyd. They remember Michael Brown Jr. They're not remembering the people who matter. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The hoopla from the mass shootings has died down a bit, so I guess we can sort of move on. But let me tell you, over this long holiday weekend, there were many, many more shootings. Incidents where guns were used, but the liberals and the leftists are not going to say anything about that. They're going to just pass over it. They're going to brush over it. Don't worry about it. It's par for the course. You're used to it. You have to remember your goal. I say this to conservatives all the time. And by the way, I say this to people in business all the time. You can focus on what everybody else is doing, and it will take your mind off of what you're supposed to be doing. Your job. When I taught martial arts, I would have people go, man, that girl over there, she's so flexible. I wish I had her flexibility. Oh, my gosh, she's so flexible. If I could only be that flexible. And I would go, why don't you shut up and stretch? Stop looking at her. God gifted her with a different body, a different physique. Everything's different for her. But he also gifted you with something. So why don't you just do you? This is the conservative movement. We're always so reactionary to the left. We react after they steal an election. Well, if you were putting thought into it, you would ask yourself, how do I prevent this? We clean up voter rolls. Don't misunderstand me. There are things you're going to have to react to. But you can also be proactive. You can have your agenda that says, what would I do if I were going to steal an election? And what would I do to prevent somebody from doing it? And we would not be in this problem. Do you realize right now, just speaking of the stolen election, there is no way to undo the stolen election. We all know at this point it has been stolen. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I told you, yeah, these mass shootings, you know, no longer are they yelling about it, but the left is going to continue to discuss gun control. But they have one major problem, crime. Crime is all on them. They can't have their cake and eat it too. See, you can't convince people that you're tough on crime and you're solving it when you're not. And you can't convince people to give up the one thing that protects them when they see it all over the place. The left can't keep crime out of your face because it's so bad. It's increased at levels that are untenable in a civilized society. America has reached third world war zone proportions in many areas of the country, which, by the way, ironically, are controlled by Democrats and leftists. And despite their tries at trying to snooker you and make you think it's about the gun, it's not. And it's not working. And for the record, don't go pull the data that shows what leftists are doing. In other words, when guns are not used, when knives are used, or when just sheer brute force are used in the case of, say, sexual assault. If they want to talk about guns, then give them all the crime that is committed without guns and say, how are you going to stop this? Because let me tell you something. If a victim of sexual assault had a gun on them, I can practically guarantee you they would have shot that perpetrator dead. How about we start spinning things and showing them what would have happened if? Ask a woman who's been sexually assaulted or a person who's been assaulted, what would you have done if you'd had a weapon, a gun specifically? An AR-15, let's just make it the worst it could possibly be. Somebody is about to mug you, rob you, rape you, or kill you. What would you have done if you had an AR-15? Would you go, I cannot use an assault rifle. It would be horrible for me to assault them with an assault rifle. Or would you put that rifle up and say, take one more step and I'm going to blow your brains out? I know what I'd do. And as far as some of this other, you know, because, again, the Democrats have so wanted to milk these issues. They want to milk the Buffalo shooting. They want to milk this latest shooting in the school in Texas. And they completely ignore the Waukesha guy who ran over the black dude who was a black nationalist, a racist who ran over white folks. They want to completely ignore that. So the optics of it are clear. Everybody recognizes it. Joe Biden says, I'm going to go down and say something about these kids in Texas. They don't care about mass shootings. They don't care about the killings that happen every single day all over this country in Democrat-controlled cities, counties, you know, states, none of it. But suddenly they care, right? I got to tell you, conservatives, Republicans, whatever, however you feel, pragmatists, critical thinkers, aren't you sick of us constantly going into the cycle of every time there's a shooting like this, we talk gun control. Every time, you know, it doesn't matter. Pick your poison. They spin it into something. Now, you can say, well, Kevin, the spin is getting less and less and less. How about we take away the potential for the spin? How about we do that? In the one event, they called us racist. It was a white guy. They so wanted to be a Ku Klux Klan cross-carrying racist that they can blame on the Republican Party or the conservative movement or MAGA or ultra-MAGA. And when it isn't, it doesn't fit the narrative. They just scurry along like, oh, nothing to see here. When are we going to finally say, you know what? You're not going to use racism anymore. You're not going to use sexism. You're not going to use homophobia. You're not going to use xenophobia. You're not going to use Islamophobia. You're just going to own it. We're going to make you own it. I've had multiple conversations with group leaders who want me to join and come into the process. I said, unless I'm going to lead it and you're going to listen to me when I tell you how we're going to solve these problems, I don't have any interest because I know how to solve these problems. And many of you who listen to this show, you think I do too. I got to take a break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats had two massive media fails. They tried to sell the idea of the Supreme Court and the SCOTUS decision, Roe v. Wade, whatever they're calling it, the Roe decision, I think is what they're calling it. The leak, right? That was supposed to make all the leftists go just crazy. Oh, they're going to take away your right to choose. And, you know, all this other stuff. And boy, did it backfire. Then they used all the shootings. They had all these shootings, right? They had Buffalo, and that was going to do it because it was racially charged until, I guess, it wasn't. And then it was going to be the shooting with the schools where, oh, here again, you know, we're shooting up the kids. And it's these guns. So on the killing of little babies in the womb and gun control, they whiffed two times on a fastball. So it's 0-2 the count. Pitcher's pitch, right? Supposed to throw another ball. Now, if you know baseball, well, I don't have to throw you a good pitch if you're 0-2. So now I'm about to throw you the curve because they got two huge strikes on them. And the curve is
Democrats know it's coming, but they still won't be able to hit it, and it will be strike three. This, we're going to continue with this little metaphor. So, yes, strike three is coming, and you want to know what strike three is with leftism? Leftism. It's them striking themselves out. It's them psyching themselves out to know what's he going to throw? I don't know what he's going to throw. It doesn't matter what he's going to throw because leftism stinks on ice. Let me give you an example. There was a company in San Francisco. Before I do that, do you guys remember the company that said, I want to pay everybody $70,000 a year, whether they are the janitor up to the CEO? Haven't heard much about that company, have you? It failed. You remember the company, the cities that are going to do $15 an hour minimum wage? Go look at them. Go look at everything about them. Their poverty level went up, number of people who have jobs, the unemployment went up. They lead the nation in horrible statistics as it pertains to the economy and job creation because it stunk. It stunk so bad in some cities they rescinded. They rescinded it. They said, oh, you know what? That didn't work. Remember the store, the restaurant that said, you know what, we're going to do it on the honor system. You come in, you pay us whatever you want, and then you can leave, and we trust the public. You know what happened? They went out of business. That's what happens with leftism. It fails. It has nothing to do with human nature. The San Francisco tech startup that helped popularize a push for a four-day work week in Silicon Valley is now laying workers off. I know. You were like, Kevin, no, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, bro. Yeah, it's so. They're laying people off. See, leftists like to experiment. Let me tell you about the four-day work week. It sounds great. Maybe you can even work. But let me tell you what most companies are doing. They're figuring out that they have such passion for what they do, they want to be at work. You ever worked with an entrepreneur? I'm talking about somebody who has a passion for a product. Ask how many days they take off. The sad part about some businesses and some inventions and inventors and people that feel like that is they give to the world and everybody around them get hurt. Not, I don't want to say get hurt, but they sacrifice their families. They sacrifice their friendships. They love them, but that idea is the passion. They do see it as the greater good. I remember the movie that Greg Kinnear played, the guy that invented the intermittent wipers, and they tried to steal the invention from him. Some big auto company tried to steal it from him. And he lost his wife. They remained friends. He wasn't distant from his kids, but he wasn't plugged in. But when he described the passion that he had, he says, the wipers, when I looked in my wife's eyes and her eyelashes, you know, whatever, eyelids would blink intermittently, that's what gave me the idea. The idea, the impassioned idea, was born of his love for his wife. It became one. Now, I know people don't realize this, but that's why you have the so-called workaholic. You have people that love what they do. They love it. The incentive for the left is, let me see how I can get you less work. I get it. We all need a blow. But here's what I'll tell you. If you are working passionately, and if it's something you love to do, guess what? It is a bit of, you know, vacation in it. As much as I cannot stand getting up every single day and fighting these stupid leftists, to go to my job, what I'm doing right now, and explain to people a concept, an idea, to give a speech, to open somebody's minds is amazing. It's like a TED talk every day and prepping for it. Are you kidding? Who wouldn't enjoy that? I mean, I don't have time to write another book, but think about the creation of a book and people reading that book, that work. And you say to yourself, this is what I do. I'm a writer, you know, or I'm a public speaker that is speaking on empowerment or what have you. Or I'm a political pundit explaining the lies or what have you. And so, yes, you're constantly working, but it's a joy because at the end of the day, you should be improving something, improving mankind, improving the state of the world. Democrats don't improve anything, so they're always looking for, well, I hope I can get to a 3-day work week. I hope I can get to a 2-day work week. You know what?
this friend of mine, acquaintance, she's a one of the nurse, and she would work 2 days, I think, either 2 or 3 days, 12 hours or something, but her work week was cut short. Do you know the first thing she said? I'm going to figure out what I can do with those other 4 days. See, that's a conservative thought, is what can I do that fuels additional parts of my spirit and my passion? Democrats are just, would they take their time to figure out how you can finance their vacations? How they can get more money from you to complete their indulgence? They don't want to work. I mean, think about it. Why not, you know, if we're going to cut it back to four days, why not cut it back to three? Let's get more innovative. No, I tell you what, let's cut it back to two. No, I tell you what, let's cut it back to one. Oh, wait a minute. Let's do universal income, universal basic income, and cut it back to zero. As first reported by the New York Times, Bolt, the payment services startup with offices near San Francisco's Union Square, laid off around 250 of its 900 employees in a move to, quote, secure our financial position, extend our runway, and reach profitability with the money we've already raised. So they're using other people's money. They got this novel idea of how things were going to work. And you know what happened? It failed miserably. They didn't hire people that have a passion for the job. They hired people that are leftists. It's in San Francisco, after all. What else can they have? They have people that immediately come to work going, what's my vacation? How many times off do I get? What's my sick days? They're already looking for what they get. They got no passion for the job. They got no passion for saying, we're going to dominate our industry. We're going to do better. I don't know what your mantra is, what your mission and vision is, but really? So a third of the company laid off, and he says, it's no secret that market conditions across our industry and the tech sector are changing, and against the macro changes, we've been taking measures to adapt our business. No, it's no secret that you thought you were going to try something novel and new, and it miserably failed.
Radio show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hepatitis A outbreak has possibly been caused by organic strawberries. The Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and two food and public health agencies in Canada are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A across U.S. and Canada. The number of infections are potentially linked to Fresh Campo and Hebb Organic Strawberries, purchased between March 5th and April 25th. It was a chaotic holiday weekend for those traveling by air this Memorial Day. Roughly 6,000 global flights had been canceled since Friday, with hundreds more flights delayed. That's according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Some 1,640 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. Delta Airlines is heavily affected by the cancellations, with more than 500 domestic and international flights canceled on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. USA Radio News. Protesters, angry over a building collapse in southwestern Iran that killed at least 33 people, shouted down an emissary sent by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in which riot police clubbed down demonstrators and fired tear gas. The demonstration against Iran's government is response to the disaster a week ago. Pressure continues in Iran over rising food prices and a very stale economy. Let's get an update on the Mona Lisa attack by a crazed environmentalist over the weekend.
A man disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair threw a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa while shouting at people to think of planet Earth. Videos of Sunday's incident showed the man in a wig and lipstick arriving in a wheelchair. He was also seen throwing roses in the museum gallery. Paris officials say the 36-year-old man was detained after the incident and sent to a police psychiatric unit. An investigation into the damage of cultural artifacts has been opened. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bad news for Bozo the Clown, a.k.a. Captain Demento, Joe Biden.
And also for the Democrats. Wow. Voter enthusiasm. You know, it's a measure of how much people are going to ready to get out. Let me ask you, I haven't been to any Democrat events, so I can't speak 100% on this. But I'll tell you this, I don't see a whole lot of Democrat enthusiasm. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Here's what Rasmussen reported. Less than 6 months away from the congressional midterms, Republicans are more fired up than Democrats about voting this November. A new Rasmussen reports, national telephone and online survey finds that 76% of likely voters are excited to vote in the midterm elections, including 49% who are very excited. 21% aren't excited about voting in November. The survey was conducted, and it says the margin of sampling is blah, blah, blah. But apparently the Republicans, in terms of who's most likely to vote, who's most excited to vote, etc., it's overwhelming, according to this report. I don't have the actual numbers because you have to click in and, you know, I don't know if you pay, but you have to let them take a look at all your other crap. And I don't do that. But here's what I can tell you. Excited are the Republicans by a vast margin. And here's what the other part that's so good about it is when you see a poll and it validates what you sense when you're out and about. So let me give you an example. I've gone to many, many, many political events in the last 2 weeks, probably six at least. And I'll ask the group organizer, I'll say, hey, just out of curiosity, how many people do you normally get at your event, you know, prior to this election cycle? And they go, well, we have a group of about 500, but we would only get maybe 70 people who would show up. And you'll go to their event and they've got 230. And these are real numbers. I mean, I'm telling you. They'll tell me, we've got 500 people. 70 tend to be plugged in. 230 in one group were plugged in, excited to be there. Triple, more than triple. I know for a fact in Arizona that Republicans are signing up new voters. People who've never registered, they're registering more new voters at a rate of almost 2-1 over Democrats. This is a state where Republicans already outnumber Democrats. Republicans and independents outnumber Democrats. Look at the number of Democrats, I'm sorry, of independents who have flipped over, who've said, you know what, I'm gonna go on this Republican side. I'm voting with the Trump people. I'm voting with the Republicans. I'm sick of this Democrat stuff. I want you to just think of the number of things that are impacting that. It's insane. So we're more fired up. You can go look at the Rasmussen report yourself to get the actual numbers, but I'm telling you, it is substantial. But it's far worse for the Democrats. Get this. Now, I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know, except this is just kind of the ongoing tracking of Joe Biden. But this report here says Joe Biden's approval ratings continue to collapse as two polls this week show his approval ratings in the mid-30s. Let me put it to you this way. Mid-30s means he's underwater. Generally speaking, when you think about polling, it's 40-40-20. 40 Republican, 40 Democrat, 20% independent. What you're seeing with Joe Biden being mid-30s is even within his own party, he's underwater. That's the low water mark. If you are polling, for example, under 20% with independents, so you're at 18%, you're 2% underwater because the independents are 20% and can go either direction. If you're polling with Republicans and you're under 40, you're underwater. Same with Democrats. So what happens is, typically speaking, it's 40-40 for the Republicans, and if you get to 47 as a Democrat, you've gotten 7% of the independents. If you get to 49 with Republicans, you've gotten 9% of the independents. But in this particular case, Joe Biden is not only not getting any independent votes, he's losing Democrat votes. Does that help put it into perspective? It was a Reuters poll. 1,000 adults conducted. Joe Biden's approval rating sunk to 36%, lowest approval rate of his tenure. 59% disapprove. The poll also found that nearly every demographic group disapproved of how Joe Biden was handling his job as president. In addition, the poll also found that the economy is still the most pressing issues that Americans are concerned about. Now, you break it down by party, Democrats were much more likely to favor Biden than Republicans, no doubt. But his approval rating continues to trend down even among his own party. Biden's approval rating among Democrats stood at 72%, but that was a decline from 76% a week ago. So that's what I'm talking about. You get under that 40, you're starting to eat. As we say in the business, you're not cutting fat, you're cutting muscle. Joe Biden is cutting muscle. Reuters reported just 10% of Republicans approve, while 90% disapprove. Now, here's what I would say to that. Find out who those 10% of people that call themselves Republicans who approve, because they are not Republicans. Other demographic groups were not nearly as kind to Biden. Breaking down the poll by race, Biden is now underwater with both white and non-white voters. Just 32% of white voters approve of Biden, while 64% disapprove. 45% of non-white voters approve of Biden, 51% disapprove. This means Latinos, blacks, Asians, which, you know, and Asians have been a pretty, you know, stalwart group towards Republicans. But the point is this. Here's what I'm getting at. Mostly the Latinos and blacks are now shifting and saying, we don't like Biden. And it's obvious. It's the economy with them. It moves on to talk about this. By education, fully 60% of respondents without a college degree disapprove of Biden. Just 34% approve. But I love how they put this. Even among the college-educated voters, as if the sophisticates know to vote for Biden, they say he's still deep underwater. 59% of people who have college degrees disapprove of Biden, compared to just 38% who approve. Breaking down by gender, Among men, Biden's approval sat at just 39%, 59% disapprove. Among women, Biden's approval 34%, 60% disapprove. We'll go into some of these and why the reasons in just a second. It says by age, Biden's approval was just 40%, while 55% disapprove. This is the 18 to 39 demographic. Among the 40 and older, his approval is 34%, his disapproval 62%. So let's go back and look at some of these things. First of all, if you're college educated or not college educated, but you have common sense, you understand what Biden is doing to you. It is finally impacting you. The Democrats, let me tell you what's funny about this when you think about college educated. What they mean is college indoctrinated. But even the indoctrinated no longer are buying what's going on with Biden. I think this is absolutely amazing news. Women, you want to know what women mostly are concerned with? They're concerned with stability. They're concerned with safety. So think about Joe Biden. Do you feel safer under him with Russia and China and what's going on? Do you feel safer in terms of crime? Do you feel safer? Do you feel that your kids are being taught the things that teach them good values that make them safe? Or do you find that Biden and his team are reckless in how they want kids to behave? Go get your gender changed. Disregard your parents, etc. People want some level of stability and safety. And Joe Biden has delivered none of it. They said Joe Biden was also underwater with every geographic region except one. His approval remained high in the Northeast, 56%, while 40% disapprove. But he's underwater in the Midwest, 33% approval, 63% disapproval. In the South, 30% approval, 65% disapproval. In the West, 36% approval, 62%, with 36%. Approval, 62% disapproval. Biden's only other bright spot was among Americans in urban areas who favored him, 53 to 43%. Think about that. In the cities, he can't even get a huge plurality, 53 to 43 approval to disapproval. Voters disapprove of him in the suburban areas, 33% to 64%. Rural voters disapprove of him, 26% to 67%. Bad news for Bozo.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
News is not going to get any better for leftists. And I know when I say that, people think, Kevin, you're just an optimist for the conservative movement. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. I'm a person that's looking into the future, a risk analyst. And I'm saying there is nothing that the Democrats are doing that are going to help leftism. Inflation's not going to improve. Crime's not going to improve. Our foreign policy and the wars and rumors of wars will continue. Who knows? It's only going to get worse. Well, here's the reason why I can tell you this. Other countries don't care about Joe Biden. They care about their own interest. They sense the weakness of what's happening. They're going to seize on it. Republicans are not going to let up on Joe Biden. The policies of the Democrats are not going to let up because they're idiotic. These people are still going to be talking about climate change and gun control. things that are antithetical to human nature. It will not get any better between now and the midterms. It will not get any better for them between now and the next presidential election. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I've given you poll after poll. I guess gave you the Reuters poll, but there's also a big data poll. It's called it's by the Public Polling Project. Biden's approval, they say, sits at 37%, 60% disapprove. Again, underwater from baseline, and now he's at 60% disapproval. No sitting president is going to carry the midterms with these kind of numbers. They said his approval was also deep underwater on individual issues. Just 35% approve of Biden's handling of the economy and jobs. 62% disapprove. 33% approve of Biden on immigration and border security. 61% disapprove. 36% approve of his handling of foreign policy. 33% approve of him on crime. In both of those instances, 60% disapprove. 33% approve of his handling of the U.S.-Chinese relationship, while 57% disapprove. He was slightly better on Wu flu, 44% approve, 53% disapprove. But that's no longer the issue. That issue, that ship has sailed. You know, right now, there are millions of Wu flu vaccines that nobody wants anywhere in the world. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Two polls. The latest to show Biden under 40%. But here's some others. Recent polls by Associated Press have Biden at 39%. IBD Tip, 39%. Monmouth University, 38%. Civics, 34%. Quinnipiac, 35%. Look at all those numbers and tell me where there's a silver lining for Joe Biden. Let me ask you, do you think Joe Biden is suddenly going to get sanity, that he's going to get clarity of mind, that his brain is going to kick in and everything's going to be good? I think you know the answer. Of course not. But it gets worse. I know. Yeah, I've given you voter enthusiasm polls. I've given you two polls that show Biden by the numbers not leading in practically every demographic on every issue. He is far underwater, even within his own party. By the way, let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is no different than when Joe Biden was running for president. These numbers are barely different. The only thing we have now is we have his actual record as an installed puppet. But the numbers were always low. Joe Biden wasn't carrying Democrats in anything. People knew. 20% of Democrats thought the man was demented. He's never had a plurality since he started. Never. That's what's so interesting to me. So the polling is validating what we already knew about him. Now, because he's got a record, they got to spill the beans. And that's what's happening. So I'm going to tell you something right now. I take pleasure in these polls. I take pleasure in it. I'm not mean-spirited. Not at all. I don't wish any ill will on Joe Biden as an individual. I know he's a sick person. I don't wish any of them harm or anything like that. Here's what I always wish for people. I hope they get the justice they deserve. I told the Democrats, you should admit you cheated. We already know. 2,000 mules validates what we all knew. The geo-tracking validates what we all knew. And just so you guys are aware, a bigger story is going to break. And we're going to be at the forefront of it. Go to the website. We're going to be fundraising to do a sequel to 2,000 Mules, and it's absolutely devastating information. Anyway, a new poll indicates that the majority of registered American voters have doubts about Biden's mental fitness and believe that he is showing that he is too old to be president. This is a Harvard Caps Harris poll. 2,000 registered voters, they took it from May 18th through the 19th, asked a series of questions related to Biden and the nation. And when asked, Is Joe Biden mentally fit to serve as president of the United States? Do you have doubts about his mental fitness for office? 53% answered, I have doubts about his fitness. Broken down on party lines, 19% of Democrats responded accordingly, as did 83% of Republicans. A whopping 61% of independents answered the same. Now, I told you 20% before Joe Biden got into office. It's roughly the same. 83% of Republicans, which means 17% of Republicans aren't paying attention. But the number that is most shocking is the independents, 61%, because that's the group of people that flip one way or the other. When I told you it's 40-40-20, you look at any of these polls, it's 40 is the bottom line for Republicans and Democrats plus another 20 that they fight over. And in almost every poll, it's 57-60%, sometimes 62%. Joe Biden is so far underwater, he's drowning, and he's drowning the party. So they ask, and the next question, do you think Joe Biden is too old to be president, or do you think that he's showing he is fit to be president? 62% says he's showing that he's too old. 38% says that he is showing he is fit to be president. So CBS poll of Americans that approve of Biden's job as president, as I mentioned earlier, all these national polls have Joe Biden underwater. But the worst thing for Joe Biden is they start looking at his fitness, at his mental acumen, which he has none. They ask people this. They believe that he's interested. So they said, how much do you think Joe Biden cares about the needs and problems of people like you? 56% said not much or not at all. They ask about his ability to react to things. They said 65% of Americans believe Biden has been slow to react to multiple crises that have characterized his administration, such as inflation, illegal immigration, soaring gas prices, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I chuckle because these are not polls of Fox News or things like this. These are people who are supposedly in Biden's corner that have hidden things from us. And we know, here's what we say about polls, right? I don't trust polls. I'm going to tell you this. I don't trust these polls in the sense of they're giving us the real negatives of Biden. I think you could probably add 2% to 4% on our side and subtract that from their side if you really want to get to the real numbers. I think Biden's probably in the low 30s, probably dipping into the 20s of his approval rating. In other words, to put it a different way. So go for it. Yeah, I love that the Democrats think that they can spin stuff. Look at these numbers and tell me that the midterm, that we should be worried about Georgia's elections. The only thing we should worry about is cheating, because the Democrats cannot win with these numbers. These are not just Joe Biden's numbers. These are Nancy Pelosi's numbers. These are Chuck Schumer's numbers. These are AOC's numbers. If the Democrats can't cheat, they can't win. And now they're going to struggle cheating, because these are the poll numbers as you see them today, with only conservatives having looked at, say, 2,000 mules. Only conservatives maybe focus on some of these issues like Hunter Biden's notebook and laptop and all that. What do you think's going to happen when Hunter Biden is indicted, or it's proven that Joe Biden is the big guy, or it's what are we proving about Hillary Clinton? Oh, no question anymore about what she's done. As we expose Ray and his crooked FBI, as we continue to expose what happened in the cheating of this election cycle with the next phase of 2,000 mules or whatever else that comes up, because our story is compelling. What happens then? Where do these poll numbers go? That's what the Democrats fear the most.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.